Jackie. Almost every day you ask me simple maths questions. So for this week's podcast on English.com, we're going to talk about maths and your problems with it.
I don't know why, but at school it was always my worst subject. I hated maths.
I'm not surprised.
Right from primary school days, I had problems with adding up and taking away.
Addition and subtraction.
But mainly divisions.
Okay, right? Dividing one number by another.
But the worst thing was, Richard, multiplication.
Oh, your multiplication tables.
My times tables. When I was little, my father taped the times tables for me so that I could listen to it every single night.
He recorded himself, did he?
Yes.
Three times five equals 15.
And I still couldn't do it. One of the problems I have to admit this, Richard, because I still have this problem now, that when they say naught times two, I say that's naught.
Correct.
But when they say two times naught, I put two. Because I think if you have two and you times it by nothing, you still have two. This is the kind of problem I have. I also had problems with fractions, percentages, angles, everything.
Right, so you had problems on the very simple things at primary school. How did you get on at secondary school?
Worse. Well, then, of course, there was things like algebra. I mean, why, oh, why we did algebra, I have no idea. We had to do sums with pi. What is pi?
3.142.
Yeah, so I didn't understand what it was or why we were using it. And then we had things like log tables.
I must admit, log tables, I don't really understand what they are.
So, and in those days, Richard, we didn't have a calculator in the classroom. No calculators.
Well, there is a point, yes, mental arithmetic.
Not only did I have a problem with doing things with the numbers, I also had a problem with why we were doing these things with the numbers. It never made sense to me, and I never knew why we were doing it.
So, Jackie, now you're an adult. What problems do you have with maths?
I suppose, Richard, the main problem I have is when we go shopping. I'm not very good when I ask somebody, the shopkeeper, how much individual things cost. They tell me how much they cost, and I don't know how many I can buy for the money that I have.
You mean like fruit and vegetables, you mean?
Exactly. And another situation is recipes. If I'm making double the quantity or half the quantities of something, I have great problems working those out.
There's a special problem if things are in imperial measures and then another recipe in metric.
Yes, going from one to the other. Well, at least, Richard, I can use a calculator. And if that fails, I can always ask you.